We are on Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph. This is the second line after the lines start getting wide, towards the end of the second line. Boy, Rav Pope, Trei Chumshi Oy Trei Kfeili Bechad Gavre. We had heard aloche that the hamomen shemechayve kefil ainu mechayve chaimish. The person is chayiv kefil for the moment he was kefil, so it is not necessary for him to pay a chaimish also. It was a shvua and a heidah. He's potter to pay chaimish. So now the Gemara clause of Shaila is a person mechuyev trei chumshi or trei kveili. Does he pay twice a chumish or twice a kefil b'chad gavra? My, what is the aloche? Heichi domi kigoin shetom tainis ovad v'nishba. Bahoide. The Gilson Agamor is bahoide. That he was tontainis ovad, he's a shomer, he said ovad, v'nishba, v'hoide, v'chozar v'tontainis ovad, v'nishba, v'hoide, inami, or that's negeya chaimish. So for each shvua sheker, he should be mechayiv another chaimish, but he's paying already one chaimish. Inami kegoin sheton tainis ganef, v'nishba ubo eidim, v'chozer v'ton tainis ganef, v'nishba ubo eidim. Now each ton tainis ganef is mechayiv kefil. My. Mi omrinon, do I say, trei gavni momoine koma rachmone, deloi nishtalmu ilavei chad momoine. Could be the whole aloche is mamana mishtalim b'roish. Mishalim chaimish means if he is paying kefil already, he doesn't have to pay chaimish on this moment, because it's two types of chiyuvim, two sugim of chiyuvim. It's a chiyuv tashlumei kefil and a chiyuv of tashlumei chaimish. So that we have a posik, if he's paying kefil, he does not have to pay chaimish. But here it's only one type of a tashlumim that is repeating itself. It's chayv one chaymish, and then another chaymish, and then a third chaymish, the same thing by kefil. Oidilma, maybe the limud is, treyma moina amrachmona delelishtalim ilavi chadma moina. The mechuvin of the posik is that you do not pay two momenes, two times chaimish, two times kefil, and one momen, he says, there's a din, you pay chaimish, if nishba b'hoide, you pay once, you don't pay again. Bochinami trei momoino ninu, it's also two momenes. So is it two different momenes, that the kefil part is a chaimish, or but two the same, one pays? Or do you say, that you don't pay two chiyuvim on one moment. Toshma, the Omar Rove Bachamishisoi Yosef Olof, Hatoire Ribso Chamishi Yois Harbei Lekeren Achas. Chamishisi seems as a lotion of more than one chaimish. So we learn that one can pay many chumshin on one keren. So we will push it the boy. Let us see Rashi. Trei chumshi oi trei kfeili b'chad gavra mai. Ochi garsina, that was the shaila. Le keren achas, we will push it from the member of Rove in kofar. V'chozar v'kofa, the same keren, you pay twice chaimish. V'hu adin l'trein kfeili. So the by two chiyuvei kefil also should be the same din. And l'chayre, it's poshet because the whole din p'tur says by chaymish. That means by chaymish it says that you do not have to pay a chaymish if you're mechuyev to pay kefil. If you're ready mechuyev to pay kefil, you don't pay chaymish. So we see that tashlum chaymish becomes nifta from another tashlumim. Va'afal pikein, from the similar tashlum, if there's a similar tashlum, he pays once chaymish, that does not pata a second chaymish. Now, the whole mekair that one kefil should pata another kefil could only be from chaymish. And if we see by chaymish that it is not nifta from a chiyiv tashlumim, from a similar chiyiv, one chaymish does not pata another chaymish. So who adin, one kefil will not pater another kefil. Let us see Taisvis. Toan tainis ovad v'nishba v'hoide. The chozar v'toan tainis ovad. That is our girse. He was toan tainis ovad once. V'nishba v'hoide. V'chozar v'toan tainis ovad. Nire de loigar sinen vahide. So Taisus is moichik the word hoide. The im hoide, if he was moide, he said it was torn tainis ovat. He said the mafkid comes to the shema, and the mafkid asks the shema, give me my pekodin. So he says, no, it's, I'm sorry, it got lost. Fine. This was Sunday. Monday, he comes over to the Bala Pikodin, and they say, Oy Debele Yevosh, I swore full Sunday, really it wasn't lost Sunday. Nusa give it back to me, but today it got lost. Today it got lost, and, so, Nebuch, I can't give it back to you. That would be pshat, in, according to the Gils of Agamor. So Taisvah said, if that is pshat, Dim hoide miyat havi b'shusoi lehischaye ba'onsen, mishosh en ishbalu sheker. So the minute Sunday he swore, nevad, so he's a kaifa b'pikodin. So he's a kaifa b'pikodin with a shvue, he's a ishaye ba'onsen. Uma she yachzer v'yito in shuv ovad, now that he's saying, Monday he says it got lost, so ain't a kaifa klum. So the Baum says, fine, but you're not, since you're a kaifa b'pekodin, you're chayiv ba'onsin, so even though lefid v'orechot kalos, you still owe me money, because you're chayiv ba'onsin now. So this shvu is not a shvu of kviris momen. You still owe me money. Oma sheyachze v'yiten shuvovayv ain't a kaifa klum. Ba'filo oma la'achar shvua ovat. Avili says that it got lost later, but Al Kaponim, but Rav Yid, you chayiv now on Aveide, because you are kaifa b'kodin, you chayiv ba'onsin. We had mentioned, for this thesis, we also see this, that even though there's a kfire on the gufa chayfitz, that means he's saying, over, the Bailam is asking him, return to me my b'kodin. He says, well, it's lost. So he says, so pay me for it, fine. So even though he's mechuyev to pay him for the chayvitz, there was a kfira on the gufa chayvitz. So chayre did be a mokim to say that this is also considered a kfira. What'll be, he'll pay him for. What'll be, will come this yaker, the chayvitz, so he's keeping the chayvitz. So there'd be a svorah to say, we'd mention the Ur Samech and the Samech Taka holds like that, that a kfira's chayvitz is also called, considered a kfira's moment. And it's chayiv achoymish and the kviras achayfis. But Taisus does not hold like that. Taisus holds that since he has to pay for the chayfis, that would he, through his shvu, he's keeping the chayfis, that doesn't make it ois kviras mom. That doesn't make it a kviras mom, because lemaisa he has to pay side by side. Elo nire, deloy hoide, he wasn't moide, elo achel shvu eshniye. So what is the case? So the case is as follows. So Sunday he comes over to him and he says, where's the return to Bekodin? I swear it's over. Monday comes over to him. Again, he asks him, where's the pekodin? He's not moid at all. He says, I told you yesterday, I'll swear again today. I'm swearing it's avad. So there's two shmuis that there was avad. The vow is not a kaifa be pekodin, because Fakelti, he wasn't moid that he swore false. So there were two shmuis, and each shmuis patterned him to pay the nifkad. I don't owe you the chayfid. It's never, two shvuos. And then later, he's made that both shvuos were false. So the shayla is, do you pay now a double chaymish? That was the shayla of the Gemara. Umi yutayme. So Tosfos asks Akashe, Maika mi boy leila rapope, what's the shayla of rapope? Homas nisini, it's a mishneh. The Gemara is poishet the shayla of Rapopo from a memra of Rove. So Taisi says, it's a Pella, it's a Mishneh. The Maisi Lael, we had the Gemara brings down on that Kuvova Medalev, Hishbiya Olov Heipa Omim, Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. So let's talk about Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, we'll make it easier. So Fakert, he swore, five times, it's lost. V'kofa olov. Chayim al kolachas vachas. The lady was maida, so the din is that, lady was maida, so he pays on all, the zachiv on all five shvus. So you see, klal, the zachiv. Chayim al kolachas vachas. He was mashbiyah him, and he was kaifa. No, God lost it. It says, Yechayv okolachas vachas, that's a mishneh. So what is pshat in Rapope? Mobin Zaraya, Memra, Vrove, it's enough in the mishneh. Taisus blives by Akashim. The Teres Chaim says a Teretz. He says, this mishneh is talking about Achiev Kolban, Achiev Osham. So that's what the Mishnah means, that for each Shvua, Yechayiv and Osham. But could be that it doesn't speak about a Chaimish. And I saw a beautiful Svore in Tereshmul, it brings down from the Birskerov, that L'chayre, there's a difference between the Chayiv Osham and the Chayiv Chaimish. The Chiyav Osham, which is a korban, is for the Shvuah Sheker. It was a Shvuah Sheker. He swore, Ovad, and the ladies made it, that they're all were Shvuah Sheker. So Lemaise is Chayav three korbanos. He swore false three times. So Mamele is Chayav three korbanos. The Chaimish is really for the Kfiras Momen Shaboy. The Chaimish is for the Kfiras moment. So here, this could be this as far as to say, when he was Kaifa once already, so now he's Kaifa again, so who says there's a new Chiyav Chaimish? I mean, what was the second Kfira Machadish over the first Kfira? It wasn't Machadish anything. That means he was Kaifa. I don't know, you're finished. He swears again, Al Shvuah Sheker, we can understand. He made five Shvuah Sheker. So Mameli brings five Korbanos. But on the Chaimish is for the Bein Adam Lachaveira. He was Kaifa. So, he was Kaifa once already. So Mameli, so the second Kfira to be a Svara to say that he shouldn't be higher for the second Kfira's moment. I mean, he's not accomplishing anything. Bachal Pekin, it says, no, each Kfira's moment, it's called a new Kfira, because he could have been Moiden. So it's called a new Kfira. But that's the Chiddush of a Chamishisoi. But it is not Muchach that there's a Chiyav, for that Mishnah, it's not Muchach that there's a Chiyav Chaimish. On each Shvuah. That's what the Teres Chaim wants to find for a taste of his Kashi. Now, Rapopo cleared a second shaila. If one will be chayiv kefil on toyin tainis ganev, he said nignav, and then he swore nignav, then nochamon nignav. Is he chayiv kefil for each shvuah, or do we say that since he's paying one kefil, he's not mechuyev to pay a second kefil. Tema. Frek Teisvitz, and I'm just saying over this Teisvitz the way the Marsholin's pshat in Teisvitz. Heich hishbiyu best. Now, how did this happen? Now, by Toyin Tainas Ganev, we know you need a Shvus Adayon. By Chaimish, Keren Chaimish Moshe, you don't need a Shvus Adayon. So, Mele, he swore. But by Toyin Tainas Ganev, you need a Shvus Adayon. Is Taime, Heich hishbiyu best. How was best Mashbiyim? Even Sheniftar Bebezdin Bishvuah Rishayne, that means, if Edom did not come, we don't know, Taisa said, by us it says, Totan is Ganev, Vinishba, Obo Edom, Chosva Totan is Ganev, Vinishba, Obo Edom. And our Gemara it says that Edom came after each Shvuah. The previous Gemara says that he was made after each Shavu, and Taisus erased the Mahoide. So the Taisus was not sure if you have to say the Edom came after each Shavu, or if the Edom came after all the Shavuos. So Taisus says, Mamamsha, how's it speaking about? He swore once Nignav. Now, so why was Bezdin Mashbiyim again? I swore Nignav already, so I'm potter to pay you. So why was Bezdin Mashbiyim me? So it's not a Shavuot if Edom did not come. If Edom did not come. So Memele, so he swore Nignav. So now in order to be Chayiv Kefil for the second Shavuot, you need a Shavuot Adayonim. Bezdin won't be Mashbiyim. Bezdin has no right to be Mashbiyim. I put it to pay. So there's no Shavuot Adayonim. So Memele, so Taisviz, Kivin Shenivta Bebezdin Beshavuot Rishayne. Afilu chazal v'ton shalach shvu rishayin and ignav. So the mashal says pshat. No, we'll say different pshat. No, it's a different story. He swore an ignav. And then Edom came and said, when did he say it was ignav? It was ignav Sunday. Sunday it was in his house. So fine. So now we know the shvu of Sunday can't patter anything because the Sunday was in his house. So he comes, no, now it's Monday, have you give me back the behemoth, the Edom said Sunday was your house. Says, you're right, but today it was Nignav. So now there's no kasha, heichish biyu bezdin, because the shvuah of yesterday does not patter him, because Edom said, we'll say it's speaking about that Edom came. So Taisva says, vafilu, we'll say it's speaking about that Edom came. Vafilu chazal v'tor. So they says also Bezdin had no right to be Mashbiyim. He was already a kaifa bekotten with a shvua. So he's chayev ba'onsim. So he said nishba. So what if it's nishba? You're chayev already. Nimtza shaloi kofa klum b'meshetoin shenignav achashvu rishayne. There's no kfire. I still owe you. So if I owe you, so memela, so there's no chiv of kefil. I say it's nignav, but I owe you, so there's no chiv of kefil. Ve'ein loima, you can't say pshat shabo lifnei bezden acha. Well, enter this kasha. Yes, eichish biyu, that's the problem. He swore once, and if Edom came, so he's chayav ba'onsim. So how is bezden mashbiyim again? It's talking about he went to a different bezden. Shelo yodu shekvar nifta. Will say that Edom didn't come. He swore on Bezdin 1. Yenna schleps him to Bezdin 2. So in Bezdin 2 he also swears. Vishbiyu. Vekivin shenishbal pi Bezdin shelo yodu. Bezdin didn't know. So this is called a Shavuos Adayonim. Mechayiv Kefil. Then he is Chayiv Kefil. That's called a Shavuos Adayonim. Because Bezdin, through its ignorance of the first Shavuot, then were unaware that he swore once in a different Bezdin, So Beis Din was Bekoyach to be Mechayvim and Shavuos. So that's called a Shavuos Beis Din. But that's called a Shavuos Adayonim. So he's Chayiv Kefil for the second Shavuos. V'hodam Rinin Le'el the Gemara and of Kuvzayinam at Beis Din said Shekvar Yotzo B'Shavua Rishayne. That the second Shavua, if he first tainted Nevad, and then later tainted Nignav, so there's no Chiyuv Kefil on the Nignav, because Beis Din can't be Mechayiv and Meshavua, because he's Potter al Shavuos Nevad. That's speaking about Shoise Beis Din Atzma Ishbiyu. They're speaking about the same Beis Din was Mashbiyu, was Mashbiyim. So Memela, their attack, it's not called a Shavuos Adayonim V'Tohu. And they made a mistake. They thought they could be Mashbiyim again. And so that's not called a Shavuos Adayonim, because that was Taka Tois. But over here, it could be here, it's not called a Tois. It's since they were unaware that there was a previous Shavuos and a previous Beis Din, so they were Mashbiyim al pi din. So Tosfos says the ein svara lechalek klal. What's the difference if they made a tois in aloche, or they made the tois was because they were ignorant of what had occurred previously? Lemaise the shvuas was made by tois. He wasn't mechuyev to make the shvua. So therefore, it's not a shvuas bezin. So memela, if it's not a shvuas bezin, so why should be mechayev kefil for the second shvua? V'nire, this is Tosfos kasha. V'nire, so Tosfos answers, the Mairi, the Omalei, Bala, Pekodon, Shuv, La'acher, She'nim, So, Shakrin, B'Shvua, Rishayna. The story is speaking about as follows. Lemaise, he came to Beis Din. And the Mafkid came and said, return the Pekodon. And he said it was Nignav. This was Sunday. And then there was Nignav. He swore it was Nigna. Fine, so he's Chayiv Kefil. Edim come Monday, and Edim say, you know, it was never Nigna, but it wasn't his house Sunday. Fine. So now he's Chayiv Bons, and he's a Kefil Bepiko. This Mafkid was a very naive person. He says, listen, I understand you fell through with an Nisoyin, you're Kefil Bepiko, Begazel. I'm Meichel Yudachi of Onsen. Let's start from scratch. I'm making you again a Shemachinon. The Pemola, he said, the Chi of Onsen that you became this Chayiv through your Kfira, I'm Meichel Yudachi of Onsen. We're starting from scratch. You're Shemachinon again. And you're Potter from Gneivet. Let's hope that this will go good. So the Benira the Meir Dama Olei Bala Pekodin Shuv La'acher Shenimtze Shakran B'Shvua Rishayne Ritzoyni I want Shetei Olav Shoyme Chinam Kivat Chilo. Fine. So he's a Shoyme Chinam. He's not Chayim Ba'onsen. Fine. So that's when you trust the Ganev. So the next day comes, you turn back to the Pekodin. It was stolen. And he swore. He was swore, and then Adam come again and say that it was by him. V'chaza v'tom la'acher she'sisani she'imechinam nignav. U'paiter atzmai. So there he patterned himself with the tainis nignavo. She'reinu in Yisrael ba'onsin. V'meshaso b'feire she'imechinam. Avotema, the imkain lehavi chad mabayne. So the whole shaila of the Gemara is a shaila if on one moment there could be chal tuchi yuve keifo. Taisva says if there was a new asiya shayme, made him again now a new shayme, the previous shmira ended, he was a keifo pepekotten, he was a chay bonson. The mafke told him, let's start fresh. So this is a new Mesiris Pekodin. So this is not called Chad Mamayne. Bahashtev Kidoi Etzle Pam Shnia. It's called now, he gave him over anu pekodin. Umali lokhai biyodai v'nosli. What is the difference if he took it away from him and gave it back to him? Umali shaloi lokhai yola umalei ba'oidei biyodai te'olam shem achinam. But it's not, you're only there a ceremony of taking back the pekodin and giving the pekodin. This is a new pekodin. This is a new asiyas shema. So Mameo, this is not called one moment. This is a new mechayev in Ganzen. So Mameo, so how could you be poshit? How could you be, so what's the shayla? So he's ichachayev twice kefal. So Muridike Chizik, the etzem shayla of the Gemara, the previous Taisvis has a problem that it's enough in the Mishnah, what's the shayla? Here Taisvis asks, the only way you can understand the Gemara speaking about that he made him again a Shem Achinam, so again, what's the Shaila? Taisis did not understand the Sugi of Mamish from A to Z. You learn the Sugi, what you understand, what you don't understand. Partly. Utrei Kveili. So the Gemara calls the Shaila of Yechayev Trei Kveili. Akuponim, let us say that let's forget about Taisvis Kasha, it's not called Chad Mamayna, but that's the case. The case was that he swore Nignav, Adam came and said that it was Birshusai, then he made him again a Shema, and Vaita he swore Nignav, so he's paying to Kvela. So Taisvis has a problem. But that is close. That in order to be a Toyin Tainis Ganev, you need a Shvuas Adayon. That's for sure. You need a Shvuas Adayon. Frek Taisves, this person is a Choshud ala Shvuah. He swore Shvuah Sheker. So since he's a Choshud ala Shvuah, so the Maise, Bezdin will not give him a Shvuah to swear again. This person is Choshud ala Shvuah. So the second shvu of Nignav is not a shvu of Sadayonim. That's Taisvis Kasha. So this is now a new problem. So why should he be chayiv keif over the second shvu of this person? Bezdin will not give him a shvu. He's choshed al shvu. Machmas. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Machmas shenase posel b'shvu shniye misho shenimtso shakrim bori shoyne ein lo poitroi. Mishum de choshut ala shvue midarabonun u de mifsol kinemuchach b'shvues tektonich shenegdoi choshut ala shvue umash mahosom de midarabonun u if he's a choshut that the Teveya swears the whole thing is a darabonun min ha-teire there's no you don't say mitoich shen yochel ushova mishalem min ha-teire he could swear. Kiven midereise shvuosa shvue mechayev keifo. Bemisin des amachlekes harishoinim in this, that if a person is choshud ala shvue, do you say mitech sheni yochel shove mishalem? Do you say he can't swear, he's a choshud or not? I once wanted to say the shaila is, what is the purpose of the shvuah? If the purpose of the shvuah is to be mevara, what happened? So then it's very difficult to understand taisvah. So even though he's choshed al shvuah, he can still swear. I mean, this person, you can't trust this person. If he's choshed and he sold nevelas and taisvah, you're going to go and buy from him nevelas and you might meet from him. This person is choshed. So if the purpose of the shvuah is to be mevara, that's the birur of the shaila, so then that's very difficult to understand taisis. But it could be, there's a tzad that the shvuah, he has a schus to father a shvuah. Maybe you won't swear, but not that after the shvuah, could be the whole purpose of the shvuah is that maybe you'll be scared of the shvuah, so it'll be maida. But not that the shvuah is takim mevara the shaila. So Mamela, if it's not Mevaro, so then you can't ask Akashi Zachoshid on a Shvuah. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. A new shaila. Tavuhu bailim l'shaima. The bailim was taveya. A new sugya. This is really a bab matziya deke sugya. Tavu lebailim l'shaima v'nishba. The bailim came over to the shaima. The bailim came over to the shaima and he asked him, where's the behemah I gave to you? So he said it was nignav. Vishilem, and then later, the shaima goes, and he's a very good-hearted person, and he feels bad that that Nebuch the Mafkid lost money. He's potter to pay. So he went and paid him. Let's see what Rashi says. Tavu bailam l'shema chinam v'nishpa. Shenignava, he swore nignava, he's potter. It's not his fault, he's potter. V'niftar, he's not a potter, he's potter to pay. V'ache kach shilayim lifnim mishur esadin. Then later, he doesn't have to pay. But when he felt bad, the mafkid stolen the doors, he decided he's going to pay. He's not machuiv to pay. He paid him. Very nice person, the shema. V'hukar aganet, and then later, they found the ganet. Gevaldik. Kefal lemi. Who do you pay the kefal to? Now, what is the shaila? The shaila is because there's a mishnah and a mafkid. Well, see, this is a little different than the mishnah and a mafkid. There's a mishnah and a mafkid. That what is the din if a person gave over a behemoth to a shema and shema chinam and he could have sworn nignav and he paid him right away. Shilam b'ril rotzal l'shava. He paid him right away. So this is a mirdi kezach. This is a gora, a feinkeit from the shema. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says that because of this, if they'll find the ganef, the mafkid is mafkid, makne the kefil to the shaima. Such a fine person. He wanted to make sure that the mafkid should not lose any money. So if there'll be a revach now, they find the ganef. So the mafkid is makne the kefil that the ganef will pay. He's makne to the shaima. Right? That's enough in the Mishnah. That's a Mishnah. Now here we have, it's a little different. Here the shema was not, in the beginning, the shema went, he asked him, where's the pekodim? He swore nignav. No, we can understand the heart palpitations that the mafkid had, the number of it's nignav, nah. What should you do? It's nignav, he swore, it's potter. 5 days later, the shema comes over to him and says, you know what? I'll pay you for it. Even though I'm potter, I'll pay you for it. So now the shaila is, but do we have that halacha that it says in the Mishnah na mafkid, that the mafkid is makna the kefil because of the good-heartedness of the shema? Here he wasn't too good-hearted in the beginning. In the beginning, he swore and he said a guten tag. Later he changed, he decided to pay him. So that's the shaila and the gemara. Is he makne? Is there an answer? Because between you and me, it's never was spoken out. There's an ansadi, he does it. So now the shaila is there an ansadi on such a case that the shema wasn't so good-hearted, but he was good-hearted. So that's the shaila. So nachmo, tavu bailam l'shema, v'nishba, he swore that nigna, and then later v'shilem. Then v'hukar aganev, and now they found the ganev. Kefil of me. Abayoma the Bala Pekod. No. In such a case, the kefil will go to the Bala Pekod. If there's a revach, for 5 days, the Bala Pekod had heart palpitations that his chavitz was gegavet, now Baruch Hashem, they found the ganef, he's getting the kefil. Rava Oma, Lemisha Pekod in Esloi. No, you pay the kefil to the nifkad. He such a fine person, he paid him, which out of his pure heart is no chiyuv b'chlal to pay, was not kapota. Abayom alabala pekodes, and how the Gemara explains, given the atrachei b'shua, first he swore, and he was potter to pay, and the nebuch dagmas nefesh that the mafkir had, le makni le kveil, he's not makni payful, avom alamisha pekodes, and that's like, even the shilaim, since he paid, makni le kveil, he's makni the kveil. But this not famosay a machloikis in svore. It's a machloikis how to be medayik a pshat the mishnah and a mafkid. Because mivlegi b'diyuki de masnisin. This not we learned a mishnah. A mafkid eitzel chaveri behemai kelim v'nignavu oishi yavdu shilein v'leirot zalishava. And the Shema went, and when the mafkin was teveya, he paid him right away. Sherei omru Shemachinim nishba. The dinners of Shemachinim can swear in his pot, and he went and he paid him. Nishba v'yaitse. Nimtza ganef. Mishalim keifu. Tova chamochem mishalim tashlum me'abo v'chamish. Lemi hu mishalim? Who does the ganef pay? Lemi shepekodin etzloi. He pays to the Nifkad, and the Nifkad was such a fine person that he paid the Mafkid. So Memelem, he gets the Kefal. What is Nishba V'loi Rotza L'Shalem? He swore and he didn't want to pay. The Nimtza HaGanev, Mishalm Tashul Mekefal. Tova Chomocha, Mishalm Tashul Me'abo V'chamish. L'mi Hu Mishalem, L'Bala Pekod. We have a reisha and a seifa, a baye daik mi reisha, rove daik mi seifa. A baye daik mi reisha, let's learn the reisha elach, diktoni, shilein v'loi rotza lishava. It says clearly, when is he maknim the keifel? If shilein v'loi rotza lishava, taime v'loi rotza lishava. Right away he took out money from his wallet and he paid the mafkid. Ha nishba, but what if he swore afa pisha shilem, even though he paid later? Then let's learn elach the mishnah. Lemi mishalim lebala pekod. Rav edayik mi seif. Rav is medayik from the seif. Diktoni nishba v'loi rotza lishalem. He swore and he didn't want to pay. Taime v'loi rotza lishalem. Shilem, but if he did pay Alpha Pisha Nishba, me Mishalom and Misha Pekodin Netzloi. Fine. So each one is Medayik from the Mishnah, his din. The Reish it says Shilem Leirotza Leshovet, Mashma like a Baye. The Seif it says Nishba Leirotza Leshalom is Mashma like Rob. So the Gemara says La Baye Kashem Seifet. According to Abaye, it's Shver the Sefer, it says, Nishba v'loi rotza l'shalem, v'ayis tachoyis, that if he decided to pay later, he's kind of the kefal, the Nifkad is kind of the kefal. Amalach Abaye, hochi tone, Nishba v'loi rotza l'shalem, koidem ashvur, that's from the Mishnah. He didn't want to pay then, now he wants to pay, that's too late, now it's too late. Nishba v'loi rotza l'shalem, koidem ashvur. Ela la'achar ha'shvua. L'min m'shalom l'bal ha'pikot. L'rove kasher reishe. And according to Rove Shved Reishe, it says, Shilem v'lei rotza l'shava. Amlach Rove ha'chiton is Shilem v'lei rotza l'amoid b'shvua. He didn't want to remain with the shvua. Ela shilem l'min m'shalom l'mi sh'apikot n'etzla. Let us see Rashi. Even the atrechei shema, even the atrechei shema lebailim, ad sheviyu lebezdin benishba, hava gav dahodo shilim lemakna leik bailim ushema kveile b'shas tashlumim, because he had enough agmas nefesh from the shvue when he was nishba. Shayom lo v'yochel hoye lepoter b'shvue. He paid. Oh, nishba svevedik af al pi sheshilei, given the atrechei b'shvue, Mi mishalom ganav kefil labala pekodim ketayim edabaye delel. It says shil merotzel leshava, but he was matchich the balabos. So memela, you pay to the bailam. That's abayis diyek. Rav, let us see the bottom taisvis. Rav omar lemisha pekodim etzloy bim taima. The hoches of a rove, so why does shitas rove? Shitas rove is nishba b'shilem achekach. So here rove holds that since the lamaisa he paid, so lamaisa he's makta the kefil to the nifkar. Bimtaima the hoches of a rove, the afer gav the atrechei lebeidine, even though it's matriachim in bezin, makta lekvela. Perika mafkit gabahu gavre da afkit kipe gabi chavre. Koma rove shape ovid dleyahadali mistam is better. Ochi atrechei lebeidine hosom le atrechei lebeidine. Now let us just for 1 minute explain what Tosfos Kasha is. The Gemara in Hamafkit relates as follows. Let's say over the whole story. Reuven gave over Shimon kippi are rings to watch. He gave over rings to watch, right? So Shimon is a shema chinam. He comes a week later, the mafkid comes, Reuven comes to Shimon, please give me back my rings. So Shimon starts looking high and low in the house. He doesn't find it. He doesn't find where the rings are. So Rav Nachman says he's a pesheya. If you don't find where the rings are, you misplaced it. You don't know where they are. So Mamela, it's your response. You're a pesheya. So you have to pay him for the rings. That's what Rav Nachman asked. That was Rav Nachman's opinion, but the Shema was not too keen on paying for the rings. He doesn't know where they are. If you wait maybe another 10 years, maybe I'll find them. But Al Capone, he wasn't keen on paying. So Rav Nachman did not go with the whims of the Shema. So he went to these expensive rings. So he took away the house of the Shema. Finished. He kicked them out of his house. And you owe money, you a Peshaya. You owe money for the rings. And that was his house. He took his house away from him. Fine. That was the... So now, Al Kaponim, the Mafkid, ended up with a house which was equivalent to the value of his rings. Gevaldik. Fine. A month later, the Shema finds the rings, and Baruch Hashem, the price of these rings jumped up. So now he's merdik besimcha. Now, good. I paid for the rings already. Now, the rings are mine. Zikt Rav Nachman. Zikt Rav Nachman. No. You return the rings, and he'll give you back the house. You return the rings. This was Rav Nachman's psak. Rava was sitting there. So Rava said, I don't understand. Rava asked, I don't understand. It says in the Mishnah, Shilaim, If a person paid for the thing that he paid for it already, so lemaise, when we find the gun, if you pay him kefil, so lemaise is when he paid for it, he's paid it already. So now that's his, he gets the kefil. So memela, so why shouldn't he keep the rings? He paid for the rings already. Why shouldn't he keep the rings? That was Rava's kash. Then Rava said, oh, but Rav Nachman didn't answer him. He wasn't geiris the kasha. So Rav thought Rav Nachman is right, because it's not zushtal, because here he was atrechei lebeidine. He was matriach bezden. Bezden went and was matriach bezden. So Mamela, there he wasn't matriach bezden. When it was nignav, he paid him right away. He was matriach bezden. Taisvus is asking a kasha. So Taisu says that is the steer in Rabbi. Here Rabbi says, even though it's Matrir Bezen, but Lamaisa he got the money, so he's Maklim the Kaifel. And even though it's Matrir Bezen, and there Rabbi says, oh, Rav Nachman was right, he was Matrir Bezen, he has to be, he gives back the rings and he gets back his house. That's Taisu's Kasha. Before we see Taisu's Teretz, so Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, according to Rashi, is Bechlau not Shver Taisvus Kashi. Rashi said, Shenigna, the Tavu of Baal Moshe Mechin, Benishba, Shenigna, Benifta, Ba'ach, Kach Shilem, Lefnim, Mishura Sadin. Rashi sheds light. The sole takono was, this person is potter to pay, and he paid. Skumta Magbaldika Korosatoi for this person, so then he's Maktim the Kefil. This person was a peshe. He was mechuyev to pay. If he's mechuyev to pay, so mamela, there's bechlau, no. If he's mechuyev to pay. That's what Bekevega wants to fend for, but because he was a peshe. Let's see what Taisus answers. V'yishloima dahosam shani. There's two types of atchele beidine. The Atchele Beidine, V'yeshloime Dehosam Shani. The Atchele Beidine, V'leiporele Midi. There was talking this, it was merely, the Bezen told him to pay, he didn't pay. El Rav Nachman Agvayel Apadmen Minei. Forget, he was very uncooperative. That means he did a Gevalda Kabbalah. Bezen said pay, and he didn't pay. So for such a person, he deserves that he be Maviach now. אבל הוכה אף אגב דעת רכי לבי דין הקצס, שנשבע לא התחילה, he swore first, אבל מכל מוקר מרישים לו בסוף, ליד רכי בי דין, למעשה, good, he swore, and he was like a potter to pay. הילכך, מקני לי כפלס. He's מקני כפלס, it is, he says, so it's no stira in Rabbi. Let us go a little further. Zuck the Gemara Zoi. Tavu Bailem Lishayma. Nu Shaila. Tavu Bailem Lishayma. The Bailem was Taveya the Shayma. Where's my Pekodim? Venishba, and he swore it was gigambit. Lukeis. Vohukar aganef, and they found the ganef. Tavai shaymer, oh, they found the ganef, the shaymer is he's the true shaymer, he found the ganef. He comes a month from the ganef. No, you stole. Vahide. He's made it right. I see you right. You're right. I stole. You're right. So this is not too good for the Bala Pekodin because, it just was made the knas. Fine. This was the Shema. Tavu Bailim. Now the Bailim got a hold of this Ganev. The Kofar. The Bailim, he told, I never stole. Now they brought Adam. Oh, so the Bailam has already his, this guy's a Ganev, and he has Adam that he stole, so he's gonna mum Kefil from this Ganev. He stole him and he was a Maida to him. So now this Ganev says, I was Maida already, I was Maida to the Shema. So the Shaila is, did the Haidah to the Shema, Pater, can the daughter the Shema Pater is Chiyiv Kefil. Mi nifta haganev baido Shema, oi lai nifta haganev baido Shema. So let us see what Rashi says, what the Shaila was. So Rashi says as follows. Mi nifta haganev min a Kefil, kisha amayda beknas. Baido shahayda le Shema, oi lai nifta. The kivin, the nishba, Shema, Chile. So here Rashi says a svara, why shouldn't be nifta? Nistalik. So he's Hashem already. Vishuv Eina Bishmiros. He's Hashem. He's out of, he asked him what happened with the behemoth. It was stolen. It's not stolen. And he swore it was stolen. So finished. He has no more shaykhis. He's finished. He's Hashem already. He doesn't know him anything. He's Hashem Achinam. It was stolen. He swore it was stolen and finished. Now later he sees the ganev and he chaps the ganev. And the ganev is made it to him, God, that, yeah, if I can stole it. But who are you? You're out of the picture, buddy. That was the shayla. V'shuvayne b'shmirosoy, lehavi haido. He's not ashamed anymore. That was the shayla. Maybe not. So, Omar Rove, so Rove said as follows. Im be'emes nishba, niftar haganov b'ido shayma. Im b'sheker nishba, lei niftar haganov b'ido shayma. Let us see. So there's a very interesting Rashi. Is it Rashi as I? Im be'emes nishba ha-shayma, shetoy nignevo bo'ines v'nimtzakein. He took a swatch, he said it was taka stolen, it was taka stolen. Nifta hagane baido shayma. The kivin the nemonu. We see he told the truth, it was taka stolen, it wasn't his fault. Anan sadi, the have mishtakre behime, nichele le mori de tehevi biyode dahayach. That means, this is an honest shayma. He swore that it was gigambit, it was taka gigambit. So there's an ansadi that if the behemoth will ever be found, there's no shaila sai mitzad the mafkid and sai mitzad the nifkad. They're both maskim that the shmiri should continue. He was maskim to be makabo shmiri. Hashem achinam is doing it l'shem mitzah. It got stolen. He swore it's stolen. He's bought it. Now, if the behemoth will get found again, he's a maskim. The Bailam is maskim that this person should remain a shema. So, memele the tebe biyadi daich ilkach al shema zelachzer rachel. So, memele utviyosei tviya veidos gana veido. That means he still is a shema on this chayfetz. It's not past history already. He swore he's a shema. Who are you? He's a strange person. He's not a strange person. He is a shomer that is, he was a shomer, and if he finds it, he'll remain a shomer. So now we got a hold of the ganef that he suspects is the ganef. He wants to get back to the behemoth. So he's considered a bal dover on this behemoth. The behemoth theoretically should be returned to him. That's what really should happen. So Memele is a baldovo to mon from the ganev, and the ganev is made him, it's made a biknas. That is if he swore the truth. Im nishba l'sheker, shetoyin meitz, oinishba. He said the behemoth, he was a liar. Oinigna v'boinis, it wasn't true. Ubo motzo sheini came. And now we found out that that's not true. Nim tkim de megal yemils de shakren huave. Anan sadi dvei nechle le mor dvei su shemer alo, but tviyo say ain a tviyo, so it's not a tviyo. That means he's a shemer, this guy is a liar. So memele, so we found out that he swore false. So memele, the Bailam is not interested at all that he should remain a shemer, so he's not out of the parshin guns. So his tviyo to the ganev is like a tviyo of a strange person, and the hidot to him is the malemer. I just like to mention that Vayaka brings down the Achayinim Eska Kashim, that it would seem from Rashi, Tosfos will see a bigger Chiddush, but Al Kaponim from Rashi it seems that the din of Moide Beknas, you have to be Moide to the Teveya. I mean, I can't be Stamos to be Moide. He was Moide to the Shema he stole. But if the Shema is not a Shema anymore, he's not a Baldova, I mean that he does worthless. You have to be moided to the Bala Pekodin. If he's still a Shema, so it's called he's a Bala Pekodin. But because the Pekodin should still remain by him. So he asks Akasha, we hear the Gemara that find out them at base, that Rabbi Gamliel was, he blinded the eye of Tovi Avdai, and he was Meirdik Besimche, now Baruch Hashem, Tovi's and go out Lecheres, and he meets Rabbi Yeshua, and he tells Rabbi Yeshua, did you hear the good news that I blinded the eye of Tovi, now be a Ben Chayren, Baruch Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua told him, Ein bedvarecha klum shekvar hoidiso. You were made, b'knasas potter. So that's what he told him. So they ask Akasha, but Tovi wasn't there. The mother's bring out that Tovi was there. So Mamela, so, and from our sugya, you see that the whole din of Maida b'knasa patas, you need a baldova to be Maida. You can't be Maida to stand as a person. This Kasha that Achayim ask on that from our Gemara and that Gemara. So just like to mention two Tirutzim, the Chazainish wants to say that the whole reason you have to be Maida to baldova, because if you're not Maida to baldova, it's not called a real, I can say Meshata Nibach. I go over to someone on the street and I say, you know, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't mean anything. It's not called a Haido. Haido means if I'm speaking to baldova and I'm Maida, then I assume that Itake means what he's saying, then this is in the Maida B'knas Potter. So the Chazanish says, but if you have a person who I know is Zichana Meshata Nibacham, Gamliel said this, that he was Mesame, Einay, Tavi Abda, he's not saying Dvaram B'Telem, Rabbi Gamliel, Sama Mela. So that's called a Haidah. The whole thing, you don't need Tarpsadin, you need the Baldova. I have to have a authentic Haidah. This is called authentic Haidah. That's one Teretz. And then he brings down a Teretz from the Yellow Sashach, a very interesting Teretz. The Yellow Sashachar says that you have to be moide by knas to the baldova. He says, that's tafk if there's a baldova. He says, by kefil, you owe, the ganav owes the kefil to the owner of the behemoth, or the shame, it's also called. So I'm called, I owe you, I moide. By that, when an evid goes out, lecheiras napshar, he owes the evid something. The halacha is, it's not a personal obligation to the Eved. The Torah said if a person was Mapo Shein Avdoi or Ein Avdoi, so he has to be Meshacharim. But it's not that I owe you Shichar. It's nothing any personal. It's a Din Torah. The Kelt, let us say there's alumnus. Why does an Eved go out for Shein V'ayin? Because the Klola of Chum was, because he saw Elvas Noyach and he spoke about it, so Mamela. So his kilkel was B'shein Va'ayin, the Riyah and the Dibbo, so Mamela, that's his ticket. But it's not a personal shibut to him. It's the Torah said, if it was a Hippushina, he goes out Lechera. So therefore, there you don't need a Ido to a Baldova. Let us just see Taisvis. Taisva says as follows, Tavoy Shemel Vahoide Tavua Bailam Bevyedim. Mashme, Dahoide La'achar She'inei Baldova D'Leihavi Yedov. That we see from our Gemara, you have to be made to our Baldova. V'teima Amaylei Boi Le'inyin Karen Gufei V'Shaloi Bo'edim. Why do you have to speak about Knas? Let's speak about the Karen. Period. Now let us understand what Taisus is saying, and we have to understand Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus said, why does this Shaila have to be speaking about Knas? Forget about Knas. I'll talk about Unknas. Let's talk about a person comes over to the Shema. Forget about Knas, forget about Eidim. Person comes over to the Shema and he says, I stole. Is there a din of Eidos Baldin? Forget about Knas. Is din of Gabit Karen? Is there a din of Eidos Baldin? And Taisus understood, there's a Muridika Machlekas in this, we don't pass him like Taisus, but Taisus understood, just like our Gemara, which is speaking about Knas, held for a Dover Poshet, that you have to be Maida to the Baldover, the Gabi, the Ptur of Maida Beknas. So Tosfos held legabi the chiyuv of aidos, but then it's also the same thing. We also have the same guidelines. You have to be moited to a bal dova. Tosfos put both of them together. So memela, so Tosfos, so why did Argamo have to speak about knas? Speak about, forget about knas. He went over to the shaymer and he told the shaymer, you know, I stole it. Fine. And then he went over to the Bible and said, he didn't steal it. So is this called Aidos Baldin to be Mechai? Forget about Knas. I need to talk about Knas. And Tosfos held that the din of Aidos Baldin is the same guidelines like Maida Beknas. And if you're not Maida to Baldova, it's not called Aido. So Mamela, so why didn't want to speak about Knas? The Yeshloim are the Mishum da Keren lai Vamotzi la Mifshit or the Poshit lai in Bishaka Nishba lai Nifta Hagana. So Tosfos says, you're 100% right, but the Gemara wanted to say one Nekuda, which is only applicable by Keifel, and not by Kerem. So Tosfos Amar Likizach. Tosfos says as follows. This is how the Mashah explains Pshat. What was Rava Poshet? Rava said like this. If the Shomer swore falsely, that means, well, what's the story? The story was, it was Nignav B'Pshia. It was Nignav B'Pshia. This Shema went and swore that it was Nigna Vaidus. He's a liar. So what does Rashi say? So between you and me, the shidduch between this Mafkid and the Shema is ois. He doesn't want him for a Shema anymore. Right? Fine. He doesn't want him for a Shema. Fine. So therefore the Gemara says, so if he was moided to him after he swore false, that's not called a Hido. That was Rabbish Tekter. Who are you? You're a Shema. The Bible doesn't want you for a shame. You swore false. There's no trust in you. So that was Rav's status. So Tosfos, that's Negeya Knas, Maida B'Knas. He's a shame. He's not a Baldova. But he says, if we'll speak about Keren, there's a Mirdika Marsha, Zukta Marsha. What happened? He came and he swore it was Nignav Boinus. Nignav Boinus. Fine. Later, Adam come and say he's a liar. It wasn't Nigna Bainu, it was Nigna Bipshia. So what's the din now? He owes the Bailam. He's Chayiv. He's Al Shema, he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv Kenan to the Bailam. It's Nigna Bipshia. Baruch Hashem, he finds the Ganif. Baruch Hashem. So he comes over to the Ganif. You know, I have to pay the Kenan. Good, it was my Pshia that, good, but you stole it. So Memele, I'm money from you, the Keren, because I'm responsible for the Keren now to the Bailam. I owe him the Keren. Zuck the Marsha, some Mele, so he's Zicha Baldova to man from him. He's Zicha entitled to man from the Ganet. That means you stole it, and if you won't pay, I have to pay the Bailam, so I'm a Baldova. So that's why the Gemara spoke about Kefil. That means if we're only speaking about Keren, so if he swore false, so Mamele, he is the tzvi of the Keren to the Ganif. If you don't pay the Keren, I have to pay the Keren to the Bailam. So Rava can say is Tikteira. But if the tzvi is uncaveful, so then he has to be a Bailam on the Behemoth. So he's only considered a Bailam on the Behemoth if he's still a Shema. So therefore, Rava differentiate. If he swore the truth, so he's still a Shema. If he swore false, he's a shamer, so he won't. So it's not called a door, I'm careful.